The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a little bit later today. Today's Wednesday, the 11th of June, 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for waking up with us or getting ready while you're off to work, or you're on your way to work and you're listening, or you're at work and you're sneak listening to us if you're working for the Gov. Anyway, good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good.
Davey came over to the house yesterday and scored like four huge bags of stuff for cultural curations.
Yeah, his place.
His place, right downtown here. From Linda, she cleaned out.
Well, that was
he got some good deals there. I mean, it's like free, but it's good. But
yeah,
she has tremendous taste and stuff, and she finds things, and like a shoe, she pair of shoes are $300 a piece, and she gets them for cheaper than that, of course, and she collects them. But anyway, Davey Mikey scored yesterday, and so how are you doing?
Good, good,
good. What national day we got?
Corn on the cob day.
Whoa. Okay. Yesterday was iced tea day. Or tea day. Yeah, iced tea day.
Yeah.
And today is corn on the cob day.
Yes.
Do you like corn on the cob?
I do.
My featured guest here, do you like corn on the cob?
Yeah, but I'm waiting for the fried okra day.
Whoa, fried okra. That's it. I wonder if you can look that up and see what day that is. Anyway. Okay. Hey, yesterday wasn't too bad. It was just about in the high 90s, and today it's going to be in the low 90s. Today around 94, and tonight a low around 64. Now it's going to start going back up again tomorrow, but it's, I can tell you that through next Tuesday it's going to be sunny and hot. It's going to be in the 90s until we hit Tuesday. And then it's going to hit into the triple digits again. So it's going to be in the mid 90s, low 90s here for the next few days. And in the evenings, low 60s. Perfect weather. But it starts picking up next Tuesday. So weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family owned business, Kenny family. Been at it for three generations there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. It's just a real good company. It's a trustworthy company. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran owned. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Randall Hempling, former CEO at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Former chairman of the Partnership Health Plan, which takes care of all the Medi-Cal, Medicaid people.
And the expanded Medi-Cal.
Okay. And, boy, you just kind of, I mean, up until then, you were on a roll. Obamacare, which is expanded Medicare, or Medi-Cal. Medicaid.
Part of it, yeah. It expanded. One of the things that law did was allow states to expand their Medicaid.
I'm going to have a question later on. Doesn't have anything to do with the subject. I'm not going to spring it on you. I'll ask you during the break. Okay. And then, which, by the way, the work you all did there resulted in the savings of tens of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
That went right back into the healthcare system.
Yeah.
Because of the way you ran it was a lot.
Yeah, our administrative costs were administrative about 10% less than like Blue Shield or Blue Cross or Anthem.
And that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And how many counties did you all address?
We, we were in 14 counties when at the start, when we added more counties to the existing plan back in 2013. It's now up to 24 counties because just about everybody in the North State wanted to be part of it because it is so well managed and gets along so well with the providers.
All right. And then see what else. Then you retired, not retired, but you all take turns or something, right? Not take turns, but you serve on the board for so many
years.
Serve,
you get a four-year term. I had 3 4-year terms and finished after doing the 11th year because in the expansion, we needed to cut down the number of representatives from counties, certain counties, so that we could have a board that wasn't overly cumbersome.
Okay, because every county, and you had 24 counties, had to have so many reps.
You have at least one.
One, so that's
and then
24.
Up to three. It used to be up to four when it was 14 counties, and it's based on the number of clients, that is Medi-Cal people.
Why do they have to have so many? I mean, why would Siskiyou County need more than one?
They only need one.
Okay, so who are the ones that needed more than one?
Shasta.
Okay.
Sonoma.
Because of the population
Marin.
Of the county.
Yeah.
Got
it. Well, not just the population of the county, the population that were using Medi-Cal. In the county.
Okay.
Here it's about 60,000 people are on Medi-Cal.
Like Santa Clara County, or no, which the one?
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't need as many?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they had two. They might have had three.
Okay.
But a lot of people, the most populous, the county that had the greatest number of Medi-Cal was Sonoma County.
Wow.
And you'd think, my goodness, the vineyards and all these kind of things.
Yeah,
well, who works the vineyards?
Illegals.
Perhaps for people that
sorry,
don't
sorry.
Low wage
field
people.
Workers,
yeah, yeah, and they're low wages, and that's the that's what gets you on Medicare, low wages, yeah,
and so, but no, I'm going to stick on subject here at least till later. You have been doing a study. You've been kind of we've been talking and been sending me information and all this. So you've been following what's happened because you're very interested in healthcare.
Yeah, it's been my life, my entire career.
And you also belong to another organization called
SHARC.
What is SHARC?
Shasta Health Assessment and Redesign Collaborative. That's a group that is a semi-formal and in some cases formal group of all the major providers in Shasta County. That'd be the hospitals, community health center, county public health, mental health people. It's a group of people that gather on a monthly basis, and they're supported by HANC, Health Association Northern California, which is a group that supports all the rural clinics.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide the staff for this. It's a dues-paying thing. Everybody pays into it so that they can participate. It is the group that brought partnership here to Shasta County.
So SHARC's been around a while.
Been around, well, 2009 is when I got affiliated with it, when it kind of really got going.
Okay.
And we formed it then because we had, the issue was mental health. The issue was the people clogging up the emergency rooms. That's why I had a need there and a desire to help get something done.
Okay. So SHARC has regularly scheduled meetings.
Yep.
They talk about health care up here in the North State.
Not just talk about. They have committees on manpower development. They have, they do.
Doctor recruitment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big, lot of recruitment efforts that go on there.
And so this is all the health entities up here.
Yeah, the major ones.
Major ones.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the ones that can pay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're all.
Or
they'd
have.
You
have all the hospitals.
It's the organized health system in Shasta County.
Okay. Is the Shasta County Health and Human Services part of it?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything from the city? Any reps from the city? I'm just wondering.
I couldn't tell you. I don't believe so because they're not involved in direct health care division.
No, they're not. But you all also acted as kind of like the brains. And kind of the corporate memory for all things health-wise.
Yeah. Everybody is in there. Everybody participates. It is uniquely designed so that you can let your hair down in there. And people pretty honest about what they bring forward.
So they can whinge in front of other people and it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
everybody's got the same problem.
Yeah, and I'm particularly outspoken, so now that I'm retired.
Okay, so that's SHARC.
Yeah.
All right. Now, We have to take a break. So I wanted to bring Shark up because this is a pretty important group of healthcare professionals.
Yeah, it's the corporate brain in this community.
For healthcare.
Yeah.
And they've been around since 2009.
Yeah.
Around that. Okay. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by, I'll figure it out in a minute. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You would think that would be easy after all these years, but somehow it just stuck in my mouth. Coachmaster Windshield Repairs has been around, because they've been around 30 years, too. What can I say about that? And Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst is the whisperer of windshields. He can fix anything, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. He, you know, on the Red Rover, which I sold. People know I sold the Red Rover to Steven. Steven is loving his Red Rover. He put running boards on it. And I thought, well, that's cool. So, but anyway, going back to Jeff. If you're not sure, you know, you're driving down the road and a rock hits you, and a chip can mean one of two things. One could be serious enough that it's going to start cracking as soon as you've got your car parked out in the hot area there. So don't fool around. Don't fool around with your safety or your family's safety. Bring it down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. And I tell you, he brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. And then he works his magic, and then he guarantees that fix for the life of that windshield. And, he fixed an 8-inch crack on mine, what, 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. So that's the kind of work he does. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Can't say enough about him. We'll be right back with Randall Hemplin.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Don't miss Memory Lane's Timeless Treasures parking lot sale this Saturday. Rock bottom prices in the parking lot and 10, 20, up to 50% off in different areas in the store. Antiques, furniture, military, hunting and fishing, jewelry, home decor, clothing, knives, lamps, and so much more. Saturday the 14th, 9 to 2 at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. You'll love it.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to Night at the Roxbury. Oh, no. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bodlin. It'll be a little bit later. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. Colt 45 Baseball will be back this weekend. We'll be broadcasting this weekend. We had to take a weekend off, but I think we got the rest of the games covered, most of the rest of the games covered. So, if you'd like to, be a sponsor for one of the games, give Sue a call at 530-605-4565, and she can set you up a real good sponsor package. I mean, tickets, lots of announcements, and 30 days worth of advertising right here at KCNR. I'm here with Randall Hempling, who we talked about in the first segment, his background in healthcare, and which is extensive, in the management side of it. Yeah. And the, and then something called Shark, which I had not heard of before until you and I talked about it one day, which is Shasta Healthcare.
Shasta Health Assessment and Redesign Collaborative.
How long did you have to think of that so you could come up with acronym Shark?
I would have picked, well, it's obviously just the initials, but it's a very difficult tongue twisting title for an organization.
Anyway. Okay. So the reason I'm bringing that up is, as you know, there's been a lawsuit filed against the county for hiring Chris Street to do a relatively inexpensive, you know, when you think about
money,
it.
Money-wise, it's kind of a blip.
I mean, it's a blip. But they're being sued because they hired him to do the study on bringing medical care or medical hospital and attracting physicians.
Yeah, the idea was, let me just start on or about December the 10th at the supervisor meeting. Chairman Cry introduced the idea that we need to have somebody study why we have a high incidence of a particular some diseases and
some cancers,
more importantly, why we have a shortage of physicians and what we can do to solve that. Okay, so Chairman Cry brings that up on the 10th. Unbeknownst to everybody, Mr. Street had already presented a proposal to the county sometime before then to do some type of study. Okay, so.
Now, is that illegal?
I don't know. That's what the court's going to determine.
Well, I mean, if I had this idea about I don't know how it works, but if I had an idea about doing something that I think would enhance the county or the city, and I brought a proposal forward.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I don't know. Sure it is. You can propose anything.
Yeah, I could propose.
But it was presented to
we should have balloons
presented
on Fridays,
to the Board of Supervisors as a de novo idea.
Okay.
And what piqued my interest is at that time,
okay,
Chairman Cry said, and I paraphrase, Mm-hmm. No one's doing anything about this. Maybe we should be doing this.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah, somebody needs to do something about this.
My immediately, you know, the hair on the back of my neck went up because I'm well aware of the incredible efforts that have been going on and the actual results in Shasta County and the entire North
Which,
State.
Which Chairman Crye could have been totally ignorant of.
Yeah.
Unaware of. Maybe that's a better word. Yeah, people don't like the word ignorant, but it doesn't mean you're stupid. It just means you don't
He understand. Was not aware of the things going on, and
right.
then he proposes that we have this study, which is fine.
Okay.
He proposed to have a study.
All right.
So following that, David Rickert was invited to come to our SHARC meeting.
Okay. David Rickert being the CEO.
Yeah, being the CEO. So he comes to the SHARC meeting on December the 13th. And
okay.
in that SHARC meeting, we go around the room, the hospitals, the health center, myself in particular.
Mm-hmm.
We go around the room talking about all the things that are being done in recruitment, including the residency programs and mm-hmm. other things that have been going on, partnership health plans involvement. What needs to happen again. And then we point out some of the problems specific to this community that make it difficult to bring people
The whole
in.
Thing is about that all the work that you and your organization have done over the years to recruit doctors, PAs, nurses, all that. Okay.
Yeah. So it was all laid out about what's going on.
And you've got this in writing and a history.
There are minutes of the meeting, but the corporate mind there, everybody there uh-huh. is deeply involved.
Right.
Nobody at that point had even been queried by Mr. Rickert or Mr. Street or Chairman Crye
okay.
about what was going on. So here's this base of knowledge, and what we're hoping to do is just educate him.
And say the study has...
Well, no, just say here's all the information.
Yeah.
And it can be gathered in a moment's notice, and we can talk about all these. We can talk about the problems. We can bring all this study forward, you know, quickly, at no cost. I mean, it doesn't cost anything to do this. So, Mr. Rickert, after hearing all of this from everybody, leaves the meeting.
Fine. Did you have any comments?
Just thank you, you know, for the information.
Okay.
The very next week is a Board of Supervisors meeting. And at those Board of Supervisors meeting, each supervisor tells about what they've been up to, which is good.
Yeah.
The meetings they've been to. Rickert, in his report, does not even mention that he went to this meeting, much less bring any of the information forward.
Mm.
Did not even mention that he went to this meeting. He waited 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says in his comments that he attended the meeting. And he's going forward with recruiting for this contract, which was already in hand. Okay, he already had this done, but he at no point did he bring forward any of the information that was gathered at that meeting. So that angers me, you know, to the greatest extent because the information was there, everything was done there at this meeting, and of course since then they've gone on and you know continued to pay him, and he made a nice presentation. To the board. At the same time, our Mr. Plummer prepared a study, a very well presented plan.
Yeah, I've read his.
Yeah,
I've read his.
Very
because Chris puts Matt puts out his work every week or after every meeting, and I mean to everybody. If you want to be on that, if you want to be on his email list, I think you just have to reach out because he puts on what happened from his point of view.
Yeah.
Now it's his point of view.
Yeah.
But, I wish they all did something like that.
But
anyway,
if you read the study that he did, it goes into in-depth analysis of a medical school. Now let's go back. The study was originally to how do we get doctors? How do we, you know, how do we investigate the diseases in this county? Which, by the way, that's the job of Dr. Moo. You know, you don't.
The county health.
Yeah, that's the county health. That's their job is to do that. So you don't need to hire Chris Street to do that type of study. But this thing then morphed into medical school, which had been a predetermined idea with Dr. DeNuca, whom I adore. As a physician, and he's going to be good on the
an
city.
Honest man.
Yeah,
all
he's
of this.
Honest man, and I think he's being used by these guys as a to keep Mr. Street employed in the county. But that's as you like to say, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But
I say that a lot about me too.
Yeah. If you go in and read Mr. Plummer's study, it goes in depth about what it takes one to become a doctor. become a specialist, and more importantly, what it takes to have a medical school. And it's just phenomenally, not just expensive, but labor intensive, you know, for everybody to do this. And here's where Dr. Danuka is incorrect. Doctors do not return to where they went to medical school to practice medicine. There's no empirical data that says that. That's a feeling he has, and it may be true in some cases. Where they may practice is where they go to residency. And in this state, you're required to have a residency. You can't just get out of medical school and hang up a shingle in this state. It used to be, you know, 50 years ago, if you got out of medical school, you were a doctor, and you could hang out a shingle. Then they started getting board certified because they needed to get more intense on-hand experience. So now the
and
residency
gave the state more control too of the medical.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Well, but it also keeps the doctors from getting competition. I mean, it all comes down to a lot of that type of stuff.
Just like the anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so they go to residencies.
The residency. Now you can the idea is if you can get them while they're in their residency program, and we have three in this county.
Yep.
If we could expand those, and if we did a better job of when they first come into residency. And let me tell you about the residency program.
You can tell me about the residency program right after this break.
All right.
And we'll be right back with Randall Hemplin. We're talking about this is important, my friends, for a number of reasons. The size of the contract, Chris Reed, is really – that's insignificant, the size of it. It's the fact that the study's been done already, and the people who are the experts in this
we're not involved.
We're not involved in it. Now, some people would say, well, you've been working on this for so long and we're still having problems. We need a fresh look at it. I'm just saying is that some people could say that. But we're going to go back into the fact that the findings of this and the results of this study, the one that Street did that you all have already done several times, I imagine.
We're constantly working on it, but to say that nothing has been done in recruitment,
right.
Well, wait till I tell you about what partnership has done.
All right, and we'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries,
wiring device
happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with Randall Hempling. We've done his bona fides, but former CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, former president of the Partnership Health Plan, which addressed health care in 24 counties, a member of the SHARC committee, which is the health professionals' main players in health care in Shasta County. And he was flummoxed. And then about the contract that went to Chris Street. I mean, the fact is it's not for the amount and all that, but what he was studying is, and what you said is something that you all have been studying, same thing.
Not just studying, but actually implementing a lot of different activities.
And that's it. Now, Street's deliverable talked about a hospital.
Medical school.
A medical school. I'm sorry, I keep saying hospital.
Yeah.
A medical school being built. Now, we already have three strong programs that have residencies here. Shasta Regional, I guess Dignity has one, maybe Santa Elizabeth. I don't know. Who's the other one?
Well, Dignity.
Dignity
has one, and then Community Health Center.
Community Health Center has one. Which means is these are doctors graduated, but they come into these residency programs. I just know more about Shasta Regionals, and they have several thousand applications for 10 spots.
That's the deal. We're not short of medical graduates.
No.
It's
getting them here.
It's getting them here. It's getting them a residency program.
Right.
And the federal government is the primary sponsor of the medical, the residency programs through a reimbursement system through Medicare.
Okay.
So they have raised that over the last 10 years. That part of reimbursement for hospitals to expand residency program has gone up 1%.
Did Street ever talk to y'all?
No.
Okay.
All of my knowledge goes through January, and then I left SHARC because I no longer have standing in the healthcare community.
Mm-hmm.
So because I'm not running something or
something or part of something.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Street could have gone there.
Sure.
But as far as you know, he didn't. But
he could have gone to all the principals that were there,
yes,
the hospitals and all that. I don't know whether he did.
And we're not saying he didn't. That's why I need to get Chris Reed on. See,
yeah.
What was his criteria and all this for the for his study? Anyway, but part of it is trying to get physicians, PAs, and all this here to Shasta County.
And by the way, we are not unique. We are a rural county. Is in the entire United States has the same problem.
Had two people on. I don't know if you heard the show yesterday from Valor Oncology, and that's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
We've got to find a way to get physicians out into the rural areas.
There are other solutions other than physicians. I'll bring that up at the end.
Okay. But SHARC has spent a great deal of money in recruiting help.
Partnership has.
I'm sorry.
They funded it. Each of these individual entities has spent a lot of money too.
Right.
You know, to try to get doctors
to the expense of, to extent of how much?
Well, let me tell you about what Partnership did.
Okay.
Back in 2014, Partnership, which has a manpower development group within the organization, which means doctors, nurses, you know, these types of specialists, has that group, and they were sitting around saying, well, let's hire a recruiter and help these communities. And this is where I'm going to use the word I, because I was sitting in the finance committee, which is the executive committee at the time. I was on that the whole time. And I said, no, we don't need to hire another damn recruiter. Said it just like that. What we need to do is create a pot of money, then go out to all of these places that already have recruiters and are recruiting actively and find out what they need to seal the deal on any given recruitment.
And that would be like the hospitals and
yeah, it would be the hospital,
kind of
the clinics.
Right.
Let's just say they're out recruiting all the time. They had what they needed for an income guarantee for this doctor, but they didn't have the money to relocate him or her. Well,
okay.
we would say, okay, we'll provide that money to you as a forgivable loan, which means if it doesn't work out, you got to pay us back, which makes them really serious when they come in for this. And since 2014, $15 million has been spent on 1,000 recruits in the what was then the 14-county area, now 24-county area.
So 1,000 recruits, $15 million. Let me figure it out. What was
$15,000
apiece.
$15,000
apiece.
Yeah.
Now, So they recruited these 1,000 people in here.
Now, it's not just Shasta County, so don't say, well, it's 14 counties.
Okay.
It's Marin County. It's Sonoma County.
It's 24 counties.
Now it's 24 counties.
All right. So there has been money spent on it.
Yeah.
From both the hospitals, the clinic, and Partnership Health Plan.
And this would have been known to the Board of Supervisors had Partnership made a presentation to them, which, by the way, they tried to do over the whole last year, my last year there. I kept saying, when are we going to present what we're doing to the Board of Supervisors?
Did you put an official request
in? They called several times to try to, with the board clerk to try to get it. Never could get on with them. But that's, you know, they have a jammed agenda, and they probably didn't see the importance of knowing of actually having knowledge about what's going on.
Okay. Now, so Street was hired on his contract.
Uh-huh.
Somebody has now since sued the county.
Yeah, Jeff Porter.
Over this.
Yeah.
And you were called in to give a deposition.
Yeah.
Which you did.
Yeah, I did everything I'm telling you about the dates and the facts of the Mr. Rickard's attendance, but never saying anything about it. That's all under oath, which
now,
I consider very important.
Why do you think that with the information out there that had been studied already, maybe to ad nauseum by your group
and Mr. Plummer's study,
and then Matt Plummer put together a study, I'm sure looking at a lot of your stuff.
I think he did a kind of did it over like a health planner. Let me add one more thing.
Yeah.
The first 10 years of my career, I was the director and then the executive director of two rural health planning agencies in Kansas and Texas. So I do have a pretty good background in health system design and health planning. And the way that this has been done is really no basis in how you do a plan. Mr. Plummer's was in my mind just extraordinarily well done and developed.
Okay. Now he, six days ago, he put out something, on an in-depth analysis of this.
Yeah.
Which is what's been done, what's it take to create a doctor, four key needs for a successful medical school, which include high-quality students, enough faculty, hundreds of clinical rotations, enough and varied enough residency slots, finances, alternatives to a medical school.
And that's what you call a study?
Yeah. And now, I have not read Street's study. I'm sure you have. Have you read Street's study?
I just watched it.
You watched it. Mm. Does he have that out for people to read and take a look at, or was it just immoral? I'm sure it must be. He must have had a deliberate.
It's a matter of public record, so you could go on and watch the supervisor's meeting and see the presentation.
But, I mean, you see the presentation,
yeah.
But then is there, like, a lot of times you give the presentation, but then you give a deliverable of the study that they can then go over and look at.
Yeah, and plan, figure out how they're going to implement it. You know?
I was just wondering if they had that. What I'm getting out of this is what you're saying is that this study, did it break any new ground that when you were listening to it, did it break any new ground at all? Any new thoughts that you hadn't heard?
Well, that I wasn't aware of. Now, I'm prejudiced, very prejudiced,
uh-huh.
the fact that I firmly believe that a medical school in Shasta County does not solve our problem of getting physicians into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about a 10-year deliverable anyway before you could get your first doc to come in off of this medical school.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an extraordinarily big base of medical community to begin with to have a medical school. So I'm a little bit biased, and I can be educated out of that. But right now, that's my opinion.
Isn't there a medical school up in Oregon, in a small town in Oregon? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's impossible.
It's not impossible.
Yeah.
But it's just...
You usually have to start with a big bolus of money.
Okay.
And a lot of people really interested. And you have to have a medical community that works well together. Which, even though we have Shark, I brought up in the meeting, that the two hospitals don't work well together.
No.
They don't cooperate. They don't cooperate on the residency programs at all, as far as I can tell. I mean, these are things that have got to get fixed before you even think mm-hmm. about having a medical school.
So when we come back from this break, let's talk about other options.
Yeah, I have some particular biases thoughts anyway.
Let's talk about what other options could be, because I think the bottom line is, no matter how you go around it, is that we're looking for more doctors, more PAs, more specialists, more GPs to be coming to our area, our rural area up here,
yeah.
And not just for Reading, but Bernie and,
well, we need,
and you know, all the counties up here are, you know, and then they start asking about, well, why do we have higher rates of cancer deaths? It's because we don't have the facilities close enough to be, for these people to be tested and, you know, for early detection or suicides, because we don't have mental health professionals out in MoDoc County or some of our other counties, because there's just not a lot there. So that can, you can see a cause and effect of that. So what can we do to get more out there? And yeah, just give us your thoughts. I mean, you've been doing this a long time.
Okay.
All right, 7:47 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, has been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. I know why. That's the only place we've been going to for the last 16 years. Great selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. The only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design your own jewelry there, and they'll make it for you. A super selection of everything you can imagine, from old pawn, Native American estate jewelry, and all the new stuff. At Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for 30 years. We'll be right back with Randall Hemplin.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're discussing health care here in Shasta County and the surrounding counties. And, you know, there was a study made, the county was sued saying the contract was let incorrectly, which is really, you know, it's already been done. It's a blip. However, the fact is that there's a lot of information out there. And if the bottom line is, can we have a medical school, or what are the other things that we could do, and how do we get more healthcare professionals in our area? Because we are short, and you're looking at all the counties out there, and you get down to Marin County and those. I mean, that's kind of different. But when you get out to Siskiyou and Modoc and Trinity, you know, those are places that are out there, and it's going to be hard to say recruit 5 physicians and specialists to go to Modoc County and what's the name of that town, Alturas,
yeah,
and Cedarville. I mean, this might be a little tough, but you have a solution.
Well, I have
a possible solution.
Yeah, people continually talk about, we got to get more doctors, we got to get more doctors, we got to get more nurse practitioners, need more PAs, need all of these people. That, first of all, you're never going to have enough people. I mean, it's just not going to happen. We're all aging. Doctors are leaving as fast as they're coming in. So it's trying to fill a bucket with a hole in it, and that's not going to change. The solution, If the county wants to really get involved and do something that's going to help everybody, make sure we have broadband throughout the county. Make sure we have broadband. Make sure we have broadband throughout the North State. Well, what does that do? Well, first of all, you have to think of what a physician is. A physician is a very pleasant, warm body computer. They carry all this information. They're bright. They garner it. They know where to get more information. So let's enhance their capabilities. And this is where, I'm going to say it, AI comes in. An example is, I had an MRI about 6 months ago before I had shoulder surgery. And I asked the tech, I said, what new things have gone on with this MRI machine? Because it's basically the same machine. They upgraded the software. And he said there's about 10,000 now AI attributes to this computer, so that the doctor, the radiologist, when he looks at it, The computer has already taken all of the readings of every doctor that's looked at a shoulder in the universe, effectively, and it says, you know, on this picture, you might take a look over here, and you might think about this. Not AI doesn't make the decisions. At no point am I saying AI would be making the decisions that how the computer on 2001 Space Odyssey is going to be deciding whether we live or die. There's a human with a real brain and a heart, as importantly, and some good senses, making the final decisions, but it enhances incredibly their ability. Well, so you don't have to go for a million tests. You don't have to run around. You can get it all done pretty fast. Now, who delivers the information to the patient? Well, it can be a PA that's working for the doctor, or it could be a family nurse practitioner, or it can, best case, could be an actual physician. Where you need the physician most of the time is when you're doing the tactile things, the things that people yesterday do, the surgeries, the fine-tuning, the fine work. That is always going to have to be done by a human being, or at least I think. It might be a computer could do it or a robot could do it at some point in time, but you have to have that part of the human physician there to do the tactile things. A lot of the rest of it can get out to those rural areas. My wife has an endocrinologist at UCSF that she has never physically met. She had big surgery 4 years ago, years prior to that, everything was online.
But she talks to him.
Yeah.
She talks to a human.
Talks to a human via video. So we didn't have to travel there.
Telemedicine.
So telemedicine is big. Is a good way to do it too. These are stopgap.
But you need a computer setup that you can do that.
So let's start. Let's make sure that we have broadband everywhere in this county, everywhere, and that's where the county could find grants.
I'm in MoDoc County, and the closest physicians in Shasta County, let's say, that can deal with me. Why does it have to be Shasta County? Why can't it be Poughkeepsie, New York, that does the same kind
Bingo.
Of stuff?
See, that's the beauty. You can get those specialists from anywhere.
If you can, but you're still talking to somebody.
That's right.
Because, frankly, but mental health. Here's a very,
mental health is.
Mental health, I mean, AI's not going to help you with that. Because health is so different.
The connectivity will, though.
And the connectivity, but somebody, I don't know. I think that if you go into a counseling session, it's one thing, you got somebody there that can watch you and see all the movements and everything, as opposed to looking at you through a camera screen, because people act different on a camera screen.
Yeah.
I think. And, not that that wouldn't be a boon and help for many people.
I think our kids, think about the generations behind us. I mean, you and I can sit and talk about, we need a real doctor. The kids, they'll do anything with a screen. I mean,
the
next generation.
They'd rather go to an icon to a person at a fast food place.
Yeah.
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 Well, maybe that is it. Maybe the AI's got a pleasant face and they put it into the, because the AI generate bodies and.
Yeah.
And all these
kinds
of things.
But
you could be talking to an AI generated face.
Yeah.
Or body.
See, the fun thing is, talking about a medical school in Shasta County is just like the Department of Defense. What is the Department of Defense trained for? The last war. Yeah. And so, let's get some more doctors, and let's create a medical school, and that will solve our problem 10 years from now when you don't even know if the medical profession is going to exist the way it does.
But there are other existing things that could be done.
Yeah,
enhance
the residency programs.
Enhance residency, but you could have satellite programs off of schools already, have a satellite program that trains certain groups of, in certain specialties.
Have rotations through here. Yeah. A lot of these things can be done without the immense cost.
I knew you were going to say AI because yesterday we were talking about, to radiologists at one time. And, not yesterday, but other times. And they're saying a good radiologist can see how many? 10, 12 a day, read that many?
Well, more than that.
Okay. Let's say 20 then. And then, but AI can read hundreds.
Yeah.
And read them more. Can find more things because all it is parsing.
Yeah, just point out. It'll point out more things. Then the doctor can say, yep, that looks right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So AI is here. Anyway, and we have to run. Randall Hempling, as usual, thank you very, very much
for
being here with us. And it's always like hearing other sides of things here.
Yeah.
But I do need to get Chris Green on and talk about where was your parameters and all this.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I'm going to call you.
And by the way, again, Dr. Danuka is a fine gentleman.
Nothing was here was said
doctor.
In anything yeah. that would be negative about
nope.
Paul Danuka.
Nope.
Anyway, hey, when we come back, we've got Todd Jones of Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have yet to sign off on it, but the U.S. and China do have a tentative trade deal. It sets U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports at 55%. China's tariffs on American goods go to 10%. The U.S. also gets rare earth minerals from China in return. Chinese students will be allowed to keep on attending American colleges and universities. A better-than-expected report on consumer prices. Inflation rose 2.4% last month compared to a year ago.
The May figure compares with April's mark of a 2.3% rise in consumer prices compared with a year ago. Economists were projecting prices would increase 2.5% last month as they keep constantly monitoring the impacts of the administration's tariff policies on the economy, especially as some retailers and some consumer products companies have publicized plans to raise prices in anticipation of covering the cost of the import duties.
Correspondent George Williams. Los Angeles, much quieter overnight. President Trump has a message for those who would resort to violence.
Los Angeles isn't the only city where demonstrations have taken place over immigration enforcement raids. Protests have sprung up in several American cities. The president issued this warning if those protests turn violent.
When they do it, if they do it, they're going to be met with equal or greater force than we met right here.
He defended his deployment of troops to L.A. while critics argued the president's actions are a serious breach of state sovereignty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elon Musk now says that some of his anti-Trump remarks went too far. Musk says he regrets some of his online posts about the president. On Wall Street, stocks are trading higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 178 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
South Korea's military has silenced loudspeakers blaring anti-North Korean propaganda along the border.
The South had resumed the propaganda messages and K-pop songs in June last year, following a years-long pause in retaliation for North Korea flying trash-laden balloons towards the South in a psychological warfare campaign. Seoul says the move is part of efforts to restore trust in inter-Korean relations and promote peace on the Korean Peninsula, reflecting the new liberal government's first concrete step towards easing tensions between the war-divided rivals. South Korea's new liberal president, Lee Jae-myung, who took office last week after winning a snap election, has vowed to improve relations with Pyongyang, which had reacted furiously to ousted leader Yoon's hardline policies. I'm Charles Delefesma.
Police in Austria say they found a farewell letter at the home of the gunman who took his own life after a school shooting that left 10 people dead. Townhall.com. A cyber attack is affecting a grocery chain.
A big food distributor that supplies Whole Foods says it was hit with a cyber attack that could disrupt supplies to some stores. United Natural Foods reported on Monday that the company had to take some systems offline to deal with the attack and that it has temporarily impacted their ability to handle customer orders. The attack was first discovered last Thursday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs has vetoed a proposal that would have banned teaching anti-Semitism at the state's public schools.
The proposal would have exposed educators who violate the new rules to discipline and lawsuits that they would personally be responsible for. Teachers and administrators at public K through 12 schools, colleges, and universities would have been prohibited from teaching or promoting anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic actions to create a hostile environment. Hobbs says the bill is actually an attack on teachers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire.
Hi. Well, we
Hello.
Are. I oh. heard as soon as you, when I came in,
and
I heard
started,
this, as soon as, you know,
you
I heard this. I was like, someone's clearing their throat on the air.
Who is
and
that?
I just did it. I don't know.
I think it was Todd.
But you got to be careful about that.
Could be you. You do that all the time.
Yeah, well, welcome back.
To
Good
Free
morning.
Guess who showed up? Linda's here. Welcome to Wednesday,
you told me
June
to come at
11th.
This
8:05 p.m. People miss your dulcet tones. 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here, and it's national, what was it, a national?
Corn on the Cob Day.
Corn on the Cob Day. Oh, yes.
And I have kept in our stuff, you know, because I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff. We're in the purge. Okay, but I did keep the corn on the cob skewers, those little things that go on the end.
Well, you have to.
Oh, yeah. And I have corn on the cob little plates that they go in. So,
did
yeah.
You get away, did you get rid of the taco holders?
Yes. But we have other ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you put the taco in there and all that? I mean, I thought that was a great invention.
We'll take
personally.
It out then.
Well, no, if you've got others, I don't need to worry about it. Linda, if you're looking for anything in this purge... From cowboy boots to
Boots.
Okay, baseball hats.
Yes.
I mean, you name it. She's purging.
Well,
and,
David,
and I'm just trying to stay out of the way.
Now, David,
hanging on to a pair of socks.
David has Cascade Curations, and
Cascade Curations, yes.
And that's down off of Market Street, and they have
right across the street from Jack's,
right.
In the that little center.
And they
there.
Have secondhand and vintage clothing. So yesterday, I probably, and we're talking about. Six sizes of large lawn bags and shoes, sweaters, clothes. I said, here's the designer stuff. Just figure it out, whatever. Because, you know, it's just when you're in the mood, it's time to do it. And that's just one closet. No, those are two closets. I still have, like, drawers and stuff. Hey, anyway, 94 degrees is going to be our highs today. Overnight lows of 64. 96 tomorrow, 90 on Friday. Look at this weekend, folks. This is a great time to get out and do, you know, cut your shrubbery, pull out your lawn, all that stuff that needs to be power wash, whatever you do. Saturday, 90, Sunday, 94. Beautiful skies ahead of us. Absolutely no warnings, no rain or thunderstorms. So that's a beautiful forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where he gives senior and veteran discounts. Always our friends, the Kinney family. 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. Now, also, because we've got Todd Jones on today, and because I feel like I love to go into my little drawer of stuff that we give away. So we're right now, I'm going to give away $20 of Black Bear Diner Bucks and a car wash from Quick and Clean. And that's just going to be to the first caller at 605-4567. $20 of Black Bear Diner Bucks and a car wash.
A platinum car wash.
Yeah. Drive through, cook and clean. They are great,
you know,
by the way. Another locally owned companies.
Not only do they get your car really clean, the people that work there are really nice. I mean, they're polite, and I mean, they're just really nice people.
Can you fit your truck down through there? Does your truck fit?
Oh, does it fit?
All right.
Absolutely.
You know, the angles sometimes are
tough. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. Sorry, I just jumped
well,
in.
You know what?
Couldn't
help
myself.
You know, I tell you, the worst angles of getting into places is at banks.
Yeah.
You know, when you're going through the outside teller, which I don't like to use, but I do every so often, it's, you know, Saturday or Sunday. It's, I mean, I am you know, you're kind of like squeaking your tires, you know, getting through there. If you've got a pickup truck. I did that in the Red Rover. I'm doing it now on the White Ghost or whatever I call it. I haven't figured out where it hasn't earned a name yet.
It matches your hair color, though, so that's good.
Oh, I should call it Arctic Blonde.
Oh, there you go.
You know, Todd, on Friday.
Hey, you're coming here, Todd. You're getting there.
When were giving away.
Look at that. Look at your goatee there.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. If I didn't have blonde hair, I'd be real gray.
Todd. Yeah. Well, we were giving away Taste of Reading. The phones rang off the hook. And here I am. I just don't even know if I just was like I went to the weather write-in without a break. We haven't had a caller yet for $20 of Blackbird Diner Bucks, which is a great lunch and a car wash. What a great little gift to give somebody.
That's awesome. And a great breakfast.
Come on in and say thank you. Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Food's great down there.
It is. It's never.
And the car wash is
and
super.
Their salad. Okay, that's a big deal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Their salad. I have this thing about my nose. I can tell when there's been bleach on the on the salad, on the lettuce. They do their lettuce, they pull it fresh. Kind of like In-N-Out. It's not like I can't compare, but In-N-Out. They're when you put the hamburger and the lettuce up to your nose, I always can tell when I'm going to some place.
So first person that calls, 530-6.
There we go.
There it
because
is.
The next statement I was going to make was that we're not going to say a word till somebody calls.
Okay.
And we'll sit here for 5 minutes. I don't care because we can chit-chat with each other.
You
bet they're calling now. Now they're starting to look. Yep. Okay. Got it. Maybe they didn't.
Were you involved? I had to take a break there because it was weather right into blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you need
Todd,
to take a break.
Did you go to Taste of Reading? Were you involved?
I am. I did go to Taste of Reading. I'm in Reading Rotary, which is a Thursday club. That Taste of Reading is put on by Reading West Rotary, which I want to say, I don't remember the day. I think they're Wednesday. I think they're Wednesday lunch club. But Reading West Rotary put on Taste of Reading.
Reading
West.
Yeah.
Yes. Tough word
Boise
for you.
Wabbit.
You sounded like, you sounded like Elmer Fudd right there.
Well.
Actually, I'll be honest with you. This was the first year I've ever been.
Okay.
Because
really?
It's close to my wife's birthday and we're always like out of town or there's something going on.
Right.
But we went this year. It was dang hot.
Just.
Holy smokes,
yeah,
it was hot. But it was so fun.
The bands
and the food. And it was so interesting because, again, I'd never been. Being able to go to the different sections and be able to clearly hear the bands, and they're not competing with each other.
Yes.
It was pretty amazing how they set that up.
Yes.
And the food was phenomenal, and the drinks were great, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it seems
those
to be
are $50 tickets.
Yeah, and very popular.
We gave away a buttload.
Who was it? Jen. Who?
Jen?
Janice.
Thank you, Janice.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. But the thing is it's something that's different.
Yeah.
But yet it's worthwhile, and it's hard to tell people who have not been there. They go, well, it's going to be hot. Well, yeah, it is. But there's lots of shade in there.
Mm-hmm.
And drink lots of water because there's free water.
There's tons of drinks there.
Yeah, tons of drinks. I think water's free.
Yeah, water. Everything's free.
Once you're in there.
But water, Dignity Health had Arnold Palmer's.
Oh, yeah.
And cooling towels.
The $50, and there's desserts. And
so much food.
And
everything.
You see a lot of stuff. Now, is that what you found out about the spoon? Do you want to talk about that real
quick?
Ladle of love.
Yeah. I skipped that one because I was like, I don't know if I want to.
I met her yesterday. And
we want to have them on.
Tina, and she came in and brought us two bags, or, you know, I say a bag, you know, a container of soup, two different soups, because she's going to be on next week.
It'd be almost like if you have an infusion.
Oh, yeah.
You know what those bags look like? That's what the soup is in.
And we did the chicken thigh ginger last night, and she gets her ingredients locally.
It is
highest quality, organic chicken and beef and
quality,
and all the from the local the mushrooms
sourcing.
Sourcing of everything, farmers markets, and
man.
It's done in a commercial kitchen
right
out there in Whitmore where she lives, but it was phenomenal, and I can't wait to try the other one out. Which is more of a vegetarian or
doesn't matter. Yeah. It's something
that make any difference.
Yeah.
Was that good?
We love soup,
but that's Dave had some and he ran back in here on Monday. And said, you got to get these people. Okay. So I called her and she just happened to be in town.
Oh, wow.
And that's the way she was able to drop off.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a subscription service.
So she's not going to do, she doesn't do like a
no storefront.
She makes soup for delivery
and
subscription.
And it's growing.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're going to hear it next week.
Right.
I think it's next Tuesday.
I would like to subscribe.
Yeah.
Because you know, what we, you know.
And then you just come in town to, she has,
yeah.
She's getting into different stores.
Okay.
Like health food stores. Yeah. And all, but it's fresh and it's frozen.
And sometimes when it's
frozen,
hot,
okay.
You don't feel like eating a lot.
Yeah.
So,
or you don't feel like cooking.
Yeah. And so, you know, you have this soup that is just off the charts.
And
I'm
it fed
you.
Both of us easily.
Wow. There was I just had a little over. Half a cup and it was like, boom, that's all I needed. Hey, when we come back, I want to hear about your son. Well, let's talk about everything.
Okay, all the things.
Let's talk about your son was in mutton busting.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, and I feel like that was months ago.
I know.
And how old is he now?
He's five, my
five,
youngest.
Okay.
So you're going to do it again next year?
Oh, yeah. What's the next oldest?
I have 5, 9, and 11.
Okay. Now we can get them into Jake turkey hunting
this
year. Where, you know.
11 or is it 10? I thought it was 12.
Oh, I have to find out.
Yeah,
I think it's
whatever. Check that out on the break, buddy.
And so we'll because that's another great event for family, you know, for mom and son or dad and son, because we have plenty of moms coming out with their daughters or their sons doing that. And we just need an adult there with us.
Well, that might not be one of you, but anyway, at that point, we need to take a break.
We'll be right back.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College. This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I wanna live where the green grass grows.
Good morning. How are you today on this beautiful Wednesday?
Did everybody get to hear me say, Linda?
Yeah.
Did everybody get to hear me say that, Ben?
Well,
did they hear that?
No.
I heard.
Okay.
I heard
from
it.
Ben. The Valor was on because
Valor Oncology was on yesterday.
We started talking about pickleball. Excuse me. Let me tell you this quick. Pickleball. He said that his family, he's getting into it. His family's been doing it for 7 years. They're really good. And they, it's okay if I give that away, I hope. And that they've been doing it before it ever became the rage. And I go, well, I got a friend, Dr. Strickland, Lauren. He goes, yeah, they were on yesterday. I went, what? I didn't know they were on. And we're like, eh. So I'm going to text her after the show and say, hey, buddy, you're going to, guys are going to come on again.
And we all realized that when they showed up at 7:15. And I said, what are you doing here? You're not doing, you're not, I thought she was, and never mind.
All right.
But it all worked out, and they're going to be back on again this month.
Good.
Because there's some other things that they were unable to hit that are very important.
They are doing amazing work. Now, Todd.
But right now, we're with Todd Jones from the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Right here in Reading. And we talked, you know, really haven't talked about anything. We talked about the Taste of Reading being so spectacular. It's another event that people don't even think about. Oh, there's nothing to do.
But
I will tell you this.
Who says that anymore?
I have not heard that statement in
years. 10 years, hopefully. Yeah. Now, greeters tomorrow.
Yeah, so you were mentioning Valor Oncology. Yeah. They are hosting greeters tomorrow. I don't know if we've done one with them yet. We might have done one over the years, but tomorrow we have one with Valor Oncology. They're on Dana Drive. I don't know the address, but a lot of people, I think, know where they're at. They're kind of by Discovery Village, where, like, Cold Stone and Men's Warehouse and all that stuff is. They're next to that. And if you're going to come to that, it's 8 to 9. As I talk about every time I'm on, we have greeters every Thursday from 8 to 9. We are booked through the end of February next year.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is kind of insane. So we have Valor Oncology. So if you're going to come, park like across the street,
right,
like Panda Express or Chase Bank or whatever,
right,
and then take the crosswalk, because it can be busy down there, across the street to Valor Oncology. And I'm really excited because I don't know them that well. You know, we have about 800 members, and I don't know everyone that well. So it'll be my first time there.
You have 800 members
now? We have 800 members. We're the largest chamber north of Sacramento.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. We're the largest town north of Sacramento.
Well, we are also the largest town.
But I think that's great because the numbers have really grown since you've been at the helm. A quick sidebar there. Thank you to Valor Oncology, another wonderful thing. Dr. Lauren Strickland was the keynote speaker for Chicks and Chaps, which, of course, is the Friday of rodeo. And we had a very successful, the best attendance ever. And Valor was a major sponsor. They sponsored our T-shirt.
Oh, that's great.
They danced. They did a line dance. Oh, my God. You should have seen them. It was so great. Bobby Milhouse choreographed them, and it was a secret, and so Lauren integrated the power of movement. If you're moving through cancer treatment, and all of a sudden they popped up Valor, the table, and they did this line dance where they snapped those fans, and everybody just, it floored everybody in such a great way. So have that visual tomorrow when you go into Valor.
Yeah. I'll see if they can repeat it. Maybe I'll say, hey, we got line dance right now. I'll put the music on. Let's go. Let's do it.
I love it.
I'm sure it's going to be a great greeters. I'm really excited.
Well,
it should be a lot of fun.
They're good people. We've had them on a variety of times, and we met Dr. Nick Gabriel yesterday, who's the newest member, who does surgeries there, and he and working in close with Dr. Paul DeNuca for surgical, you know, for oncology things, for, you know, things in the, you know, in that region and in stomachs and all this. Very interesting story he has. I mean, he had no choice in his life. His mom was a tiger mom.
Okay.
And a tiger mom, an Asian tiger mom, and their families are matriarchal.
No choice.
And he'd say, well, gosh, I'd like to do this. No, you're going to be a doctor.
Mm. Yeah.
And then then it just went on. He's telling a story.
I'd love to meet her. Love to have them on.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyway, so you're going to Valor Oncology tomorrow.
Valor Oncology tomorrow. Then we have another event. Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
No, please. Go on.
Go ahead.
And then
your
I
turn.
Want to talk about what we did in Sacramento last week, which I forgot to mention on the break, which is interesting. So
what happened there?
Well, we went to the Cal Chamber Summit. I'll let me tell you about my event tomorrow, and then we can go back to what we did in Sacramento last week. So,
tomorrow.
So tomorrow we have Valencology, and then on Friday we are doing our first ever, well, first ever in a long time. We used to do an event called the Industrial Barbecue. We are doing the Chamber Summer Picnic, and it's in Whitmore. And a lot of people, I think, know we have members all throughout the county, really all throughout the North State. We even have members in Oregon and other counties.
Oh, really?
All over the place. So we're the, you know, we're a regional chamber. We cover a lot of different territory. And the Summit, which is a retreat center, that's the best way to really explain it, retreat conference center up in Whitmore, joined last year, and they said, hey, we'd love to host people to our space. I never even knew they existed. It's been the Summit for about 3 or 4 years now, and so we said, hey, let's do an event next summer. And sometimes we do happy hours. This is going to be like a, kind of a version of that, but it's a dry campus. There's no alcohol. But there is going to be food. They're serving food, a fajita bar. We're going to have Kona ice and a bunch of fun stuff. This place is incredible.
And who's it for?
It's a chamber summer picnic. It's really not. It's just a hangout. I mean, come
so
up.
We can come to that?
If you want to come and eat, if you can RSVP so we have enough food, which they probably already bought the food because it's almost that time. But if you can RSVP still, you can go to the Reading Chamber website or our Facebook page.
How much does it cost?
It's $25 for dinner. Kids under 12 are free.
Okay.
And then there's free cone ice, and there's a ton of games. They have a sand volleyball court. They have a full football field.
I may just drive up there for the free cone of ice. You're going to lose
money.
Come
on up. Yeah,
you're going to lose money.
All right, so Whitmore.
You're losing money on it.
And so it's about 45 minutes east.
45 minutes.
And this place used to be called Cascade School, which was a private boarding school for rich kids like Paris Hilton, Robert Downey Jr. I believe Lindsay Snyder from In-N-Out, who's the CEO of In-N-Out, went there as well. This place is incredible. They can house 500 people. They can serve 350 people at a time in their chow hall. I don't know what else to call it anymore. It's a chow hall.
And
chow
this is called, this is called,
say
the what?
It's called the Summit.
It's called
call
the
it,
Summit.
They call it on the basis the dining facility,
that's right?
But
probably,
it used to be.
It used to be called Cascade School.
Okay,
it might have had a longer name, but you can find it online and on Instagram under the Summit. Again, they have a big lounge. They have sand volleyball, a pool with a lifeguard. They're going to have pickleball, basketball, horseshoes. They have it's a pond. They call it a lake. It's a pond. They have a large pond where they're going to have canoes and you can swim.
And this used to be a boarding school.
It used to be a boarding school up in Whitmore. And you drive up to this place because for those that have been to Whitmore, you know, it's a beautiful area, but you don't really know there's this big, this is a big facility. This is, you know, well over 100 acres. And it's
really?
Very, it's very, very well taken care of. It is incredible. And you probably know Diego Tansardini. He is the operations manager up there now. And a guy named Steve Hodson owns it who's, lives in San Diego. But this place is incredible.
What do they use it for when it's not like this particular, like a chamber event?
Yeah. So my son, we go to Risen King Church up on Oasis, and my son's going to go up to summer camp there. So that's the main thing. So my understanding, I don't know if this is public or not, but I think they're going to have about 14 or 15,000 people hosted at the Summit year.
So there'll be different
school,
church camps.
Cascade School was originally a therapeutic boarding school.
Yeah, there you go, therapeutic.
And it had a capacity of 120 students, founded in 1984, and enrolled students between the ages of 13 and 18. They used the Synanon's attack therapy session known as Synanon as the Game. I'm not even sure what that is.
I don't know what that is either. Sounds kind of scary.
But it was accredited by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. And it just got little things about it, how they got evacuated from school due to a fire.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The length of the programs between 18 and 23 months, they would take a series of 8 therapeutic workshops. They were called prop eats, and they lasted 24 hours, the 8 workshops. They had a wilderness trips, and it closed in 2004, and it was sold to the Julian Youth Academy. And notable alumni, Paris Hilton and Sean Wisely. I don't know who he is.
I don't know either.
So that's what it was.
Right.
They're off-grid. They have a big, huge generator.
Oh, my gosh.
Tons of water, like a ton of water, which is amazing up there. They have an amazing amount of water, so the grass is all green. And, I mean, this place, if nothing else, we want to – really the purpose of it is we want to be able to enjoy the chamber community with our families. We see a lot of people at Greeters. We see a husband or wife, but we don't see the kids. We're not seeing spouses. So we said, hey, let's host something where people can come up, hang out. We'll do a few games and kind of hang out, but there's really no program.
Right.
If you want to eat, we're going to eat from 6 to 7. If you can RSVP, we would love that.
In the chow Town Hall?
We're actually going to eat outside. It's going to be probably like 70 degrees up there.
Okay.
It's on Friday night. It's a lot cooler. I think it's about probably 3,500 feet elevation.
What time does it start?
It's 5 to 8 p.m. at the summit, and it's, again, it's about 45 minutes east of Redding.
So you can actually drive out and get home before it gets dark.
You can, absolutely. Yeah. And it's
just, those people don't like to mountain drive at dark.
Hang out, enjoy it. It's paved all the way up there, and it is, it's a really, if nothing else, the curiosity to see the place. The first time I went up there, I was blown away. So a lot of the rooms and the bunk houses are things that are going to be open. I know there's a lot of local churches hosting youth camps up there. So if
that's
you have kids and you want to see it and kind of hang out.
Church camp for a week.
A lot of church camps are going to be up there. And then, like, I think UPrep and Enterprise did football camp up there. Because, again, you know, it's like 15 to 20 degrees cooler. So a football camp in August up there versus down here is way better. Full football field, baseball fields. I mean,
so $25 a person.
$25 a person.
And that
covers,
money
that covers your food.
Covers the food.
Yep.
You can go up to Whitmore. You could see this incredible place that probably none of us ever even knew about.
I never even knew it existed.
And kind of get a change of scenery.
Yep.
Run into a bunch of people with kids. Now, my dad was an aeronautical engineer at Aerojet. And I remember as a kid, they had a pool and a big, like a swimming area, and they would do where they would have these great family barbecues. And so as a kid, you remember that.
Yeah.
It's kind of really cool because people worked together and did stuff like that, and the kids just ran wild.
Yeah, exactly.
So that sounds to me like, you know, go canoe. You've got a lifeguard. You don't have to worry about, we'll see you guys back in an hour.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And it kind of kicks off their season, and then they have a bunch of camps all throughout the summer. So it'll be really cool.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick break here. I hate to break in on you, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. A barbershop, you know what that is?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure.
Straight edge razors.
That's right. It's not a hair salon. This is a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. The only one I've been going to since I moved to Redding so many years ago. Never had a bad haircut. It is not a hair salon. It is a barbershop. I love this place. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, which explains some of the decor. It's off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers or Subway, if that's what you remember. I make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478, so I don't have to wait. I just roll in, get my hair cut, sometimes hang around afterwards, find out what's going on, chit-chat with the barbers. It's a great place to get your hair cut, my friends, and I'm sincere about that. It's a man's last stronghold. I know that because it's written on the glass window next to the bullet hole. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars?
All right.
Hump day.
You played the whole hump day thing. Yeah.
I did. Oh, my gosh.
You're obsessing about the school, but we've got to move on.
No, it's about school. We were talking Dancing with the Stars,
oh,
too. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Judy started this back in 1993. She's been helping our community ever since. You want a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks? How about your insurance?
Mm.
Is your insurance just gone sky high and maybe you need somebody to take a look at it? Give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation of all of that. That's right, free. And just stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. It's next to Members First Credit Union. And you will not be sorry. We've been doing business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial for years and always been treated so well there. And we're here with somebody that treats people well, Todd Jones, president of the Chamber of Commerce, who's going out of town on to go to a big kind of event up in Whitmore. Linda doesn't remember, but we were in Whitmore because I got lost one time on the back roads.
If you get lost in Whitmore, you're pretty lost.
No. I mean, but we ended up in Whitmore.
Yeah.
And I can not even begin to tell you how we got there because we were taking this. Well, let's take this road. Let's take this road. But we ended up in Whitmore. Oh, this is cool.
It's a cool place.
So
I was going to tell you a little bit about what I did last week in Sacramento. Unless I got another burning question for
you. No, that's it, because I want to talk, business climate.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about, we've had businesses closing down.
Sure.
And you've got others starting up, but many of them are the national.
Yeah.
National brands.
I think it's a mix. I mean, you look at the, you look at the public market downtown and opening there, and that's a lot of local
businesses.
When is
that going to happen?
It's going to happen this year.
Well, yeah.
This year.
Yeah.
Right there. I walked by it on my way here. I parked by my office and walked over here, and it's getting there. I mean, tile backsplashes are going up, and, the deck is going on up outside. I mean, it's looking amazing down there, and that's a lot of local restaurateurs' second and third location. So there's a lot of people downtown specifically, and I think that's just how it works. When I was doing retail recruitment for a couple of years, I would go to these national things, ICSC, and talk to national retailers, and specifically about downtown with the Knots, with McConnell Foundation, and, you know, they don't really want to be downtown. And a lot of downtowns don't want them in downtown. I mean, you look at a place like Arcata or Chico or some other place, San Luis Obispo, you know, they're trying to limit some of that stuff downtown. So and these national retailers, they want to be next to the Costco's and the Targets and the Walmarts, and that's why we have Dana Drive and now we have, you know, Bonneview, that whole section down there. So being able to enable people to be downtown, which is what K2 did with the public marketplace, and their huge investment into that, that's making for a great opportunity for these restaurateurs to go in there. And again, you see a lot of restaurants closed, but we're seeing restaurants open, like your neighbor, the O'Dell's, who's opening up on the corner with a brand new restaurant, and then he's also opening up a Smashburger place at the public marketplace, DJ Smashburgers. And it's the best hamburger of that type. There's some different types
and
of hamburgers.
And he's doing
that? So that's Jason O'Dell.
Yeah, O'Dell. He's really
Yeah, and you got like Bantam Kitchen. They just opened Honeymoons. They're also opening at the public marketplace. And Sang, who has Raw, who's opening up Marrow. And, you know, you got 32 Below, which has ice cream next to Dill's Deli up on Caterpillar. They're going to be downtown with the hot dog place. And
are they moving from that?
I believe these are all second and third locations.
Second and third locations.
Yeah.
Well, those are all local guys.
All local
guys.
That's
good.
Yeah, and it's amazing. So I think we're seeing.
What is the Smashburger?
It's real. I mean, I think the OG one, the OG Smashburger is Dan Burger. So it's a flat, crispy edge burger. That's kind of the best way to explain it. Flat, crispy edge burger. It's not a big, fat, juicy burger. Flat, crispy edges.
I had that last night.
Yeah, it's good.
Linda made them.
Smashburgers?
She makes great Smashburgers.
Yeah, so I think we're seeing a lot of stuff, but we're also seeing a lot of national retail open too. I mean, you look down at by the Save Mart, there's a ton of stuff that's opening down there, and so that's not happening in every community.
You see where REI is
in
REI,
Chico?
Is REI coming? No, is that too close?
Around
Chico,
no,
they should have one.
That's
here.
A good sign for us. I'll say.
Well,
I'll say,
you know,
it's a good sign for us that they're going to open in Chico first, and I think I would bet there's a high likelihood that they'll open in Redding in the next 5 years.
Okay. The amount of businesses that we have, like Rite Aid, we know is in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Deep trouble. And they close another 300 locations, including in California. So the first thing I do is I look.
They're all going to close in our community. I'm sure of it.
I can't see how, and it's too bad because we've been going to this Rite Aid and Linda uses it for her, you know, for prescriptions there. And the thing is that, you know, the shelves don't have anything on them, and you kind of feel for them because the people working there are good people. I think it's just a matter of time that we lose all of them. So people, if you're out there, I mean, they haven't closed yet, but if you're getting your prescriptions at Rite Aid, you might want to start thinking about what other pharmacies you want to go to.
Yeah.
Now, you can tell them or tell your doctor move those pharmacies, but if they do indeed close your location, the pharmacy will move you to another pharmacy automatically, but it may not be where you want to go to. So, I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, I think that's my biggest challenge and struggle, you know, and I don't know what the answer is these big box stores. I mean, small storefronts, you know, it's sad to see them empty.
Yeah.
But these big box stores, the old Raley's, it's still empty.
Well, that thing's been empty for what, 15 years?
Yeah, and then you got like the Barnes & Nobles and Office Max over there by Home Depot.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just it's a strange thing because I've talked to the property owners of both of those. I've talked to the old Raley's, Ethan Conrad. I've talked to his team. I've not talked to Ethan. I've talked to the CEO of the company that owns the Office Max and Barnes & Nobles, and it's called Triple NN. It's a real estate investment trust based out of New York.
Yeah.
And I've talked to the CEO in person at an event before, and you know he knows about the property, but they have so many properties they just don't really care.
Well, in your
they just don't really care.
You mean they don't care about marketing it?
They don't care. They don't care. It's just like a dead asset.
Do they own it already?
They own it already.
It's in a portfolio.
So they don't owe any money except taxes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's been for sale on and off for years. People have made offers, and
so what would be if you're in. If you were king, what would be in the Barnes & Noble, for instance?
Oh, gosh.
What would sound good to go in there?
REI.
All right.
REI, the Barnes & Nobles.
Okay.
Because you know, I want to be realistic about, like, what's going to work, because I see the comments on social media. I can't believe we're going to have another blah, 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 and I want this thing here.
Yes.
But people are making these investments to be there. So what's going to pencil out? What's going to work out in that area?
Especially for this area.
For this area in that specific location. And there's also a ton of restrictions on that shopping center.
Mm.
They're called, you know, CC&Rs. And so figuring out what you can and can't build there, that's also another hurdle for people. You have to have Home Depot sign off if it's going to be a competing type of thing.
Oh, yeah, they're not
going to
want it. Yeah, they're not going to want it.
There's different things,
like,
you know. Yeah. REI, I think, would work.
I think an REI would. That would hurt other businesses. I think there's one up on Dana Drive. Up there on top of the hill.
Yeah, Sports LTD.
Yeah, I mean,
they have higher end stuff. I think it would hurt them to a degree. But they have, you know, better bikes, better gear, better wakeboards, better skis. They have higher end
things.
REI is not a bunch of high end gear specifically for outdoor sports.
They seem to think it is, but some of the prices they put
on
it.
But something like you're not going to get super good skis or super good bike or super nice wakeboard at a place like REI. You're going to get a good one, but you're going to go to a place like Sports LTD if you want to get or Chain Gang to get a good bike and good gear. That's where you're going to get
let's talk about bike. I mean, I know you've got something else. We'll talk about what you want to talk about.
I'm on your show.
I'm talking about bikes and all these lanes and what it's doing to our traffic around here. And what's your take on this from the Chamber of Commerce and from what you've heard? And we'll be right back with Todd Jones.
I'll think about it.
I'll give you 3 minutes.
Yeah, perfect.
Here, Todd Jones, president of the Chamber of Commerce.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Don't miss Memory Lane's Timeless Treasures parking lot sale this Saturday. Rock bottom prices in the parking lot and 10, 20, up to 50% off in different areas in the store. Antiques, furniture, military, hunting and fishing, jewelry, home decor, clothing, knives, lamps, and so much more. Saturday the 14th, 9 to 2 at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. You'll love it.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Last segment here on June the 11th at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the Bot, 8:50 in the morning, about 71 degrees out there, which seems a little, gosh, that's not very warm at all.
I drank coffee on the porch this morning. It was great.
That means I'm rolling out to the horse.
And
we can
Todd
get out before
Jones
it's 90.
Is with us today.
CEO and president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and you were at an event.
Yeah, so last week, so we have I've talked about it a little bit. We have a newly formed government affairs committee. We used to have a political action committee, a PAC.
Right.
Now we have a GAC, which is, we don't fund, we're not gonna fund anything, we're not gonna raise money, we're not gonna spend money on any type of candidates or anything like that, but we have a government affairs committee, and the main goal is to really influence public policy. A lot of it's gonna be locally focused, but we're also gonna have some statewide conversations too, so, a handful of us, Tracy Edwards, who's CEO of Reading Rancheria, Michelle Nystrom, who's the Community Relations Manager at Sierra Pacific Industries, Angela Cordell from Shasta College, Zach Bay, oh my gosh, I just forgot somebody that was there, but that was the main core group of people that were there last week, and we got to sit down and watch a bunch of panels from like the Visit California CEO, Lieutenant Governor, this DA from Sacramento, and we just had a lot of conversations about what's going on in California. That was really the forums and the panels we saw. We had a great meeting with our assembly member, Heather Hadwick. We had a great meeting with the office of Senator Megan Daly. And then the most exciting thing, well, it was really fun to meet with assembly member Hadwick. It was a great conversation.
She's good people.
It was great. It was a great conversation. But one of the most exciting surprises was we got to see what was basically the first gubernatorial debate for 2026, which had six candidates on stage at the Cal Chamber dinner that Wednesday night, last Wednesday. And it was, Sheriff Chad Bianco, Steve Hilton, and then those were the two Republicans, and then we had four Democrats, Lieutenant Governor Elena Koulinakis, State Senator Tony Atkins, former Representative Katie Porter, and the former Mayor of L.A., Antonio Villaraigosa. And I'm not sure if any one of those six is actually going to be the governor, because I think there's going to be some other people that are going to jump into the race. But it was really interesting, and I'll tell you.
Big
one is Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
she's circling and looking at, you know, potentially jumping into it.
Circling the toilet bowl.
And she has has the highest ratings for.
Yeah. Hilton is not even he may be a naturalized citizen.
He's an American citizen. He got his citizenship.
Yeah, he got it, but he was born in England.
Yeah, you look at Governor Schwarzenegger.
Thing.
That's not good.
We're all immigrants.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. No, I'm saying.
But you can run. You don't have to be born. You do have to be. I believe
you have to be American,
citizen.
Born in America to be president. But
exactly.
After that,
governor, you can do it.
Governor,
you know the most interesting part, and I won't tell you who my favorite was on the air, but I have just based on that information alone
and watching getting the feeling.
But the really interesting part, so you're in the room was Cal Chamber, so you got some chambers, but it's a lot of businesses that are members of the Cal Chamber too. So bigger businesses that are member of the statewide. We have a guy in town who everybody knows, Les Melberg. He's on the board of Cal Chamber.
Okay.
So there's a representation of a lot of businesses throughout the state of California that are on that board and people that are members of that, not just chambers. It's not just a big chamber full of chambers. It's a lot of businesses. And the most interesting part about the conversation was everybody up there talked about the need to make California more affordable. Now, of course, I would say some of them were pandering to who was in the room, but they all said, we need to make California more affordable, which is a big thing that the Cal Chamber's trying to do. And they talked a lot about CEQA reform, which I'm not sure if all the listeners know what that is, but California Environmental Quality Act, that is what makes it so difficult to build things in this state, is CEQA. CEQA, there's lawsuits, there's all kinds of stuff. And so every single one of them up there said we need to have a major reform of CEQA. Steve Hilton and Sheriff Bianco basically said we need to get rid of it, which would change. I mean, it would be impossible practically to get rid of it, but it would change the way that we can build and develop in this state and make it a lot more affordable. So CEQA was a common one. They also talked about high-speed rail.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans, of course, were like, get rid of it. This is ridiculous. The Democrats said, we need to take a hard look at it, but I think this would be really good for our state. It, basically, all four
none of them
said
had,
that.
None of them had the guts to say, this has been a boondoggle. We've wasted hundreds of billions of dollars. Get rid of it.
Yeah, but
was there ever a completion date that was ever?
Oh, yeah.
Was there?
2020 was one of the completion dates.
From Fresno to
Baker, because it started.
Wherever.
Yeah. Well, no. To they were talking about, you know, completion date for the first place. I don't even know if there's been a track laid yet.
No.
But now they're looking at cost overrun. I mean, this is why Murphy or Duffy, whoever's the Secretary of Transportation,
John
we're
Duffy.
Pulling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pulling out several billion dollars out of this. You haven't ever – there's been no deliverable on time, or even you can't even tell us when it's going to be.
Yeah.
So we're pulling these billions out and going to use them for other things.
The other good conversation we had when we were down there was with the CEO of the California State Association of Counties, Graham Knaus. And a lot of the conversations we had with our elected officials' offices and CSAC and these other people were, you know, a lot about like, hey, we're a big city north of Sacramento. We're the biggest city north of Sacramento. And I think that we have a responsibility to let the state of California know what the challenges are that we're facing. And, you know, our elected officials sympathize with us. But some of these other folks, they don't quite understand.
They don't understand.
Hey, if you're making this one-size-fits-all policy, it's
right.
not going to work. It's
it doesn't
gonna
work.
It's
going
to hurt us up here. So that was really our messaging to everyone we talked to down there was like, we've got to make carve-outs. We've got to make things that are going to make it easier for us to do business in this area, in this community, in this region. That's really the goal of the chamber, is to make it better to do business up here. So being back down there as an official organization within the chamber in Sacramento, talking to elected officials and leaders in our state, it was great just to talk about, hey, this is what the challenges that we have are, because if we just put our head in the sand, it's never going to get done. And the things that we're talking to them about are reasonable issues. We're not talking about some crazy,
yeah.
we're going to secede from the country. Like,
right.
hey,
right.
how can we make it easier for truck drivers to,
right.
you know, get a permit, get a license, haul
how about
more
this?
Stuff? What, you know,
did
there's tons
did
of
anybody
things.
Even ask them about their, you know, with this looming gas tax? And by 2026, we're talking.
We were there
$8 a gallon.
We were there the day that they lost in the Senate. The Democrats in the Senate voted to, because there was people that wanted to repeal this. Regulation, and they
yeah.
lost that vote the day that we were there.
Yeah, the Democrats
and
are
it's
still
fresh,
pushing
it's,
this thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. 65 cents more per gallon.
And that starts,
overnight.
I think, in July of this year.
Yeah.
Next
I mean,
month.
Yeah, the regulatory burden, which, again, these it seemed like even the Democrats that we listened to, they all said, it's just too expensive. It's too hard to do business here. We need to roll back regulation. Now, again, I think it's all a bunch of lip service right now because I want to see it. I want to see it actually happen. I want to see these regulations get rolled back.
Yeah, you can
well,
imagine just transportation to school, buses. Let's just
yeah.
take it, buses,
yeah.
Trucks that, you know,
well,
that
it's
deliver.
The trucks that are the backbone of,
yes.
of delivering goods. Oh, get an electric bus. Okay, electric bus probably works in L.A. It doesn't work up
no.
in MoDoc County.
No.
Doesn't work in Siskiyou County.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And but they had a chance to delay it at least.
Right.
And they didn't do it.
They didn't do it. They tried. They
so
tried.
That's what, 65 cents a gallon. That's coming soon.
Is that going to happen?
Not
Isn't
sure.
that next month?
I'm not sure. I'm not
Is
sure.
that going to happen?
I believe, well, as of right now, it didn't get stopped. It didn't get stopped last week.
Well, see, and then, but what they're talking with 20% of the refineries going away and the cap and trade thing, they're talking about by next year, gas could be up to that $8 a gallon. I mean,
yeah.
you might as well. You might as well put all these small businesses, just tell them to quit right now.
Yeah, there was a conversation about the Benicia. I can't think of the refinery that's there. They
well,
said it,
there's
Shell
Valero
well,
and Chevron.
I think it was Valero
and Chevron.
You know, they're talking about closing.
18% of the capacity for gas
yeah,
right
they're,
there.
They're talking about closing that one in Benicia right now. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the state of California is
yeah.
pushing them out.
Yeah.
I mean, the California Air Quality Resources Board.
I mean, you name it. There's so many unelected bureaucrats that are pushing this stuff down our throats.
That's why they're leaving.
And again, like, I'm not that naive to think that we're going to change the course of the state of California overnight, but we've got to be having these conversations with people. Otherwise, we're just going to get eaten alive. So
we have to be eaten alive.
I'm not going to change everything in the state, but we need to have things that are going to make it better for us up here to do business.
So what do you see? Do you think that there's we got two people down there representing us. LA's got 43 assembly people and God knows how many senators. Of course, they may be busy right now since LA's burning down again.
Yeah, well, I think there's an opportunity for us. And in our conversation with Assemblymember Hadwick, we were talking a lot about fire mitigation because we all want to spend more and do more on fire mitigation. And now is the time to strike on that because so many people feel that pain. And so she's been able to get a lot of legislation through to make it easier on things like property tax and all these different like small things, like small wins, because they see the pain down there too. So we need to take advantage of the opportunity.
Well, I was thinking of LA was burning up because of
I know what you mean.
But they're just setting their town on fire again.
Yeah.
Oh,
how would you like to be that battalion commander going into LA right now?
Man.
Oh, the Marine?
Yeah.
We've done it before.
Second Marines.
92. Oh. We sent a battalion Marines up there. And during the riots into I'll tell you a story since we're off the air.
All right.
Okay, hey, we have to run. Now, tomorrow we have Simpson University and Chuck Kenny coming in. Chuck Kenny has a story that's going to enthrall you. I promise you, you're going to hear some super, super great news from Chuck Kenny, and it concerns our military. So that should be enough. So have a great day. It's not going to be too hot, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.